Tampa.com. Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Situation, my son. Yeah, you remember that? Hey, yo, you remember back in them days? Living in CI, who the hell am I? Shadows, you see torsos at your back door. A group of three, not four. Could it be? Don't hold your head down, it's not ET. It's the AYE and the BEE. CAZ, cut the beat up for me. Cause T is for Tom, F is for Frank. I get the cash and take it all to the bank.
What bank?
Bank of New York.
No L.I. savings.
I shred MCs and sweep up the shavings.
What? Like Big,
I don't cling, I just stick
to the skin of an MC who was on my dick. Tracy.
The movie I saw while waiting for the Force Field album to kick off or drop. Maybe I checked RoboCop, I don't remember. It might have been a day in September or October, November, December. I still forget. Or maybe the flick wasn't out yet.
But years have passed and now at last JVC is coming fast like a local broadcast premiere.
So bust the flex, you say what's next? Stations hit eject and drop in the Ampex. Or Memorex or Maxell or Sony. I like Rice Aroni,
the San Francisco treat.
So to the beat Anna,
to the beat Anna.
B-Love is in the house and I'm the Dan Manor.
And I'm the A,
the A,
the A to the J. Pumping any party without a delay.
It's like that Anna,
it's like that Anna.
JVC can rock a party without a bandana. Step up, you get dissed in a rude manner.
And I'm the A, I talk more than Roseanne, Rosanna, Dana.
And I'm the B, I wet your whistle like Tropicana Anna. And he's the C, let him learn, let him burn. Take a glance, this is an intro to dance. Yo, we back, JVC Force is in full effect. We back for the 90 decade, yo. The name of this album is called Force Field. So yo, sit back, relax, and chill. Because JVC's in the house to make MC Petro. Collect retro, respect that is. And yo, my man G-Reg is in the house. My man Robbie Stinger is definitely in the house. My lawyer Mike Turok is in effect. TTO Studios is in the house. No Short Sounds is in the house. Everybody's in the house, yo. Hey, get wild on them, G. Yo, and I'm the B. So what they gotta see is that, yo, bring that whole part back. Bring that whole part back. We just messing around, though.
The only island I was on was the strong one.
Yeah, it's your boy Pocket checking in for Serious Knock Entertainment with your boy AJ Rock. I listen to only the classics, you know what I'm saying? Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio, the magazine you listen to on thebestjams.com. TheBestJams.com for y'all illiterate fools.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the professional hip-hop junk, Mr. Total Urban Experience, AJ Rock.
I'm a professional.
That's right, it's your man, the professional hip-hop junkie, AJ Rock, and you are listening to a special edition of the Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio Show, Word Up. The magazine you listen to, the only place you can get the old, the new, the underground, and the commercial all in one show. But tonight's a special edition, special JVC Force edition. Word up, that's right, you heard me. We got JVC Force in the house. The first interview since 1991 here done today on thebestjams.com. You heard the group chopping it up earlier with Brother John. Word up, and we're going to get into a few more things. Talk about how the group got together. Talk about B-Boy Records. Just kicking it like we ain't kicked it in a very, very long time. You can't get this nowhere else. For real, for real. We're going to play some music. We're going to chop it up. I'm not going to do a lot of talking. I'm real excited. We're just going to get right into the show. Big up to everybody who helped make this possible. I'm gonna have an old school trivia. It's gonna be a JVC Force trivia. I got some giveaways. Yeah, I thank all of y'all for tuning in for the special edition of the Heavy Rotation Magazine radio show. I am your man, the professional hip-hop junkie, AJ Rock, in the house with my brothers from another mother, B-Love and Kurt Gazelle. It's about to go down, baby. Do you hear me? I said it's about to go down. This is thebestjams.com, the hottest station on the internet, period. Word up, end of story.
I sense the egg resting peacefully on a flower-petaled muffin.
Disco pop, hip-hop, or dance hall. Anyone, I keep it guaranteed to have a ball. Cause I pack arenas, full up stadiums, rock all sorts of plus a Mars to palladium. In the stage, versatility dominates. We love to disintegrate foes who procrastinate.
Battle?
Nah, I say war. So raise your hand if you're sure. Of my law, my rapport, hardcore. By no means a boss, up to me, I conquer opposition. Go out on a mission, fix my position. Leave them seas wishing and bitching and complaining. Their voice gets hoarse from a strain in the verse. The small change in a big purse. I come hard, larger than planets. Weakening MCs like kryptonite or granite. What I say, no authorities can ban it. If it gets too hot in the plot, you better fan it. And hip-hop and don't stop. You better dance till your ass gets saggy and drops. Cause the words I speak are to be love exclusives. I can rap for hours and I be conclusive. No excuses, examples, dismantling, dangling. A shape tune to break similar to a triangle. Stay away, kid, or get dead. Shut your damn lid off quickly, I'll be rid of you and yours with no space for a dude to take clue. This is a trivial pursuit. Cat and mouse games must stop. Kirk is out, drop the baseline so I can rock and get smooth and funky. Juice up like a junkie, blue like punky, and swing just like a monkey. And
dance to this, reminisce, I feel bliss. The competition stays pissed, cause they can't rap like this, man. My voice is grand, cause JVC is in command. I take a stand to amuse my fans from coast to coast, sea to sea, and foreign lands. Together, put your hands and be jolly like a rancher while your interest stays captured by me and my partner B and the CYT, and that's the force of JVC. Don't try to diss because the habit is bad news. It won't help your game because my jam becomes heart pain. And I'll stick it to you like a dagger. Your style is so watered down, unlike lack of fears. I'll hear how a poet should be sounding, astounding. Playing down the law and hounding. It seems like a hound, I'm going for a kill. Yo, you're over the hills, so chill.
This is a trivial pursuit.
Brothers from another mother, B-Love, and Kirk is out on the line with me. Say what's up, fellas.
What's going on?
Now, I know probably the same has happened to all of y'all over the years. People have interviewed me in these little overseas publications, and they always ask me what y'all doing. I know one time I did an interview, and they interviewed Bill, too, and we both did the interview together, and y'all probably did some stuff, but ain't nobody heard from not all three of us, like, since 1991. So, like, this is, like, some straight exclusive whatever, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody get it nowhere else. So I'm going to ask y'all some questions. We just going to kick it. This is one of the main questions people ask me, how we got together. So somebody run that down, like how we got together.
No doubt, Bill.
Also, how the name JVC Force came about, and I think Kurt had the name, so you can start that off.
Oh, no doubt. JVC Force came about actually from a crew that predated JVC Force, and a couple of us came up with the name together. And actually, B-Love added on one of the parts at the end when we had to change some personnel. So it's actually justified by virtue of creativity for all reasons concerning entertainment. So obviously for obvious reasons concerning entertainment. And a couple of people have messed that up.
I know, because it says...
Correct that.
They have it with an
I said it while I was trying to correct it.
Yeah, they have all reasons. That's what I keep finding. All
yeah, reasons. Exactly. I keep having all...
Yeah. Word
that
up.
Will make us the JVC Farce.
Actually, find somewhere. If you look that up, I actually found that it is somebody talking about us, and they talking about our music, and it was like they say what it stands for, and they say for all reasons, and they said actually that's kind of stupid because that would make them just what you said, JVC Foss. They can't spell. It says something stupid.
Nah, that ain't the thing.
Something like that online. Yo, for real.
I think I did something like that.
It's actually it's officially justified by virtual creativity. for obvious reasons concerning entertainment.
Word up. So yeah. Now I know this, but you know, I'm asking questions like I don't know. Now, actually, y'all were in two rival crews when y'all was in high school or something like that, right? Before the group
right.
and all that. So talk about that, even before the group.
Well, you know, the thing about the rivalry situation is that when you're in high school, every block that you can live on throughout the neighborhood had a different crew. So I wouldn't call it so much of a rivalry because I don't think that we've ever actually officially, like, battled and stuff like that.
Right.
I think at the time when JVC originated, it arrived from what was at the time the Jam Express crew, which originated with everybody that lived on Branch Avenue, Acorn Avenue, and at the time, I think around the endings of the Jam Express crew, Kurt was in the crew. And
right.
even though the fact that, you know, he only lived a couple of blocks over and stuff, but I think at that point, that's what drove me and Kurt to kind of hanging out in high school. So in high school, we had a crew. And, you know, as you know, at the time, I believe we had two female MCs down with us. I mean, at that time, everybody had female MCs with them.
Right.
So we had two female MCs with us, and, you know, at that time, we initiated AJ. Now,
right.
AJ, you were always a little older than us, you know what I'm saying, grew up in between Long Island and Mount Vernon.
Yeah, I came back from Mount Vernon, and Rodney Norman and all the cats on the block that was hanging with y'all was like, yo, telling me all the stuff y'all was doing. Yo, I got to check y'all out. And actually, I think I came to a party y'all were doing. And that's
mm-hmm.
kind of how it kind of kicked off. Y'all were doing a party, and I came with either Mike Walls or Rodney or one of them. I forgot whose party it was, and y'all was kicking. And I think we got on the mic, and we just started going, and people started saying that we kind of sounded good together or something. And I think we built
yeah.
on it from so that or something like that. We built on it from that point. And then
yeah,
from that point, I think we met over Kurt's house or your house the next day and started doing stuff like. Word.
Yeah, we met at Kurt's house all the time.
Word.
Right after school, we got to Kurt's house. We always, and people understand that we always put in, like, at least, when we were growing up, 3 hours to 4 hours on that microphone after school from whatever time it was. What was it, Kurt, 2:30 all the way to maybe about 5:30, 6 o'clock in most cases?
Yeah, basically.
On Saturdays, we rap. I mean, when you really sit down and think about it, before we turn around, we got a deal. We turned around and we wrapped those routines for about 3 to 4 hours a day, every day, except for maybe Sundays, for almost
right.
5 to 6 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not until we went off to college did somebody turn around and say, well, you know, I like this song. B-Boy Records, you know, picked up a demo tape at the time. I believe it was Bill Camara or Ray or one of those guys picked up a demo tape and said, hey, look, I like the song, The New School you guys got. And honestly, at the time, I don't think that we could understand how that came about because most of the songs that we had at the time, we came from a field where sampling was a big thing. It was a big entity in the song.
Yeah,
so for the fact that somebody say, well, the one song you guys made and y'all made it with all drum machines, oh, we want to sign that song. I mean, we had already, you know, we had stuff already on deck, and I think that when we came with Strong Island, I think at the time, that's what went ahead and let us know that, you know, we had a hit on our hands in the studio because the sound was just so unique. I mean, I think at that time, I think that was maybe the one time in all of our lives where we knew something we had just did was never going to be denied.
Word.
Well, no doubt.
Yo, it actually, like you were saying, to build on what you were saying, New School was actually the joint that that B-Boy called us for. Because Strong Island,
I wasn't even done at that time.
Because a lot of people was like, why did we sign a B-Boy? Strong Island could have signed us anywhere, but Strong Island didn't even exist. Actually, they wanted a song for the B-side just in case to be safe. Like, so Strong Island was what we were supposed to have going in and did a B-side joint, and it ended up being the A-side, or you know how they say,
now
the
let's,
wins again.
Yeah. Yo, let's talk some realness right now. You know, where we came onto a label that primarily everybody on the label, I guess I want to say, except for Boogie Down Productions, when I say that, I mean KRS-One and Scott LaRock. They were the only ones on that label to me that made noise. So when we came to that label, we were coming onto a label that primarily had a lot of songs out that they weren't really like the greatest songs. They weren't really even playing on the radio at the time when the radio had a lot of space on the air.
Right.
So the fact that they were coming at us to sign that song, we could have really went ahead at that time and damaged our careers if we didn't know how to make decisions.
Right.
See, I think all of us can really admit that, you know, the new school may not have even made the Doing Damage album if it wasn't called to have us being signed for that song. Because, see, the thing is that I don't really believe that that song at the time was any of our field. And I really don't believe that that was a song that we was chose to have been on an album or a song we would have even thought to ourselves would have gotten a deal.
Right.
If we had to make the decision ourselves. But, you know, the fact that, like I say, we made our own decisions. And, I mean, you know, the fact that we did that and we were always kind of like we were a clean-cut group, but we were always like a go-against-the-grain kind of group. And the fact that we had Strong Island on deck, I mean, that our decision-making process helped us. You know, we would have fell victim to the game and made everybody to make our decisions from the very beginning. We would have been signed, and maybe there would have been an A-side and an instrumental B-side of the new school, and maybe the world would have said, you know what, man, that is not a song compared to Strong Island. If the world never heard Strong Island, believe me when I tell you, it's a good possibility that the JVC Force would have never been heard again, because we were on a label with a lot of groups that only had a single, and those singles were not selling.
Okay, we're back. And remember, audience, no assistance, please. Now, for $1 million, Bill, can you answer this question?
What would you do if you hear the rhyme and you like it too?
Divide it, write it, and recite it, take it home and review it.
Because you're feeling subsequently legit.
That ain't it. Because the issue at hand is that you stupid rhyme.
From long until the Force MCs.
And the key to your success is routines like these.
Boy, you keep on fronting when it come battle time.
We will excel.
Take you through hell, beat you so bad, they call it a crime.
Take you out at the drop of a dime.
There'll be no mountain we can't climb, cause we're on prime time. Listen to the two.
Take the start and review.
We're super dope.
Stupid fly.
Take that clue.
You like it too, AJ. Why do they like it?
Yo, cuz, you tell me.
The J A Y L V double E C double E MCs,
and we kick it live with something brand new.
Is that the reason?
That's the reason that they like it too.
And when they like it,
when they like it, they're encouraged to dance.
We get hype, tear it up, and most of the time get fancy. But
who gets the credit?
Not you. You best forget.
Remember that,
because we meant it.
AJ Rock and said it.
Why we say?
Cause our words do or die.
AJ Rock, tell me something. Why are we so fly? That's what I asked. Are you high?
Cause like a Michael Jackson concert, we can make girls cry.
Cause the Alpha DJ with the ill disposition.
On a mission
for precision.
Ask cause
now it's decision separate. Competition
at the base of his religion
is dogging him out and making decisions
about me. My name is Jerry.
Are you a lady lover? Tell me the truth.
Very much. I like a girl with a passionate touch
and technique.
But don't forget that sexy physique. It's your turn.
About me. My name is Billy. I like a girl brown skin, not too healthy or not too thin. Affectionate without material ways for me to love her.
Respect for herself, she must display.
Now you know, comprehend and understand. The two is taking command. We demand all respect due to Gazelle and the rest of the crew. Because we know you like it too.
Living in CI, who the hell are we? Open your ears, they call up JVC. The change of the style is like a transaction. Play close attention to the coming attraction. THEMICWIZBEELUV says my curse, I will disperse through the speakers, my style light and lively. I call it hooking because it revives me like sugar. A quick pickup like a candy bar. Just listen close cause I'm a rapping star. Ego tripping, got the crowds flipping, not afraid to be displayed, getting heavily paid. With the music of the people, which the old school made. I'm quick and exciting like Sylvester Stallone. Kick 50 cuts because we're no one's clone. Exciting the girls, I am a day-to-day obsession. Putting the male sex life through a depression. THEFORCE, the boss, and pick your lazy body up just dancing. Fellas rock a girl who's sporting tight pants. And take advantage of the circumstance. I'm on the side, I'm just playing life mellow. I will argue or rip cause I'm your real cool fellow. Not the same, hardly ever called the average MC. I'm only one, JVC consists of three. Up on the mic, the dominator called B. I'm justified by virtue of creativity.
When it comes to MCing, there will be none greater. Cause I'm the greatest common denominator. Man on the microphone, me the manipulator. Like Jesse at the polls, I'm a damn good debater. Straight never late when it comes to my mate. I'm always going first rate at a dinner date. Not on a silver platter, but a golden plate. Who am I?
AJ Rock
from the Empire State. On the throne, I am known, and to each his own. Stone to the bone, lyric prone on the microphone. And if I was a gangster, I'd be Al Capone. Or Mr. T and Rocky 3 beating up the low. The best at what I do, that's entertaining you. You mess around and get beat down, now the collapse is through. You will feel my rap and follow in my path. Step in my footsteps while I walk, cause you don't know the man.
Jamie C. Force ain't no joke.
We're knocking them all out, we're going for broke.
Quadraphonic sounds are flowing, as you're probably knowing. Instead of trying to battle, stop your girl from hoeing. You're a phony rapper, you get down just to showing. My abilities will shock you, I'm like Edgar Allan Poe. And habilitated prospect, a dominating factor. Besides being a composer like Bukowski, I'm an actor. A one-man symphony, unique as you can see. B-double-E will clinch and tell you will be my epitome. See, you must pay a fee if you wish to be a dominating factor of this rapping industry. Just to be precise, I'm nice and so concise. My appetite can range from pepper steak to white rice. But that is not the issue. Suckers, I don't miss you. If a rhyme that I subdue, I will pursue to turn a tissue. In a delicate matter, your teeth will click and chatter. I'll achieve, not relieve. Lucidly, you I will grieve. I abominate abrupt and sudden reactions. I shall adhere, you will be in for transaction. What can you do? You can't go on, I say surrender. Remember, I am Billy Taylor, you are a contender.
WFCT is JVC, and I'm the AYE for money earning Mount V. Not saying I'm the greatest to RIP, but you can bet I'm at the TOP3 with my DJ, the Mad Cutter, CURT, and my partner in rhyme, BEELUV. You can place your BET, that the FORCE will never LOSC. Cause on the MIC, we BLIGIT, that's WORD to HERB. It's just the B and me style and lyrics to the BEAT.
People are fresh. There was one DJ who had to pass the test, and now he's down below and he's ready to play. That's right, y'all, his name is AJ. Never gets nervous when he cuts the beat. He gives top notch service in the clutch on the street. A complete elite truth that can't be beat, cause AJ never knew the agony of the beat.
AJ,
I'm a professional.
You are listening to the official JVC Force Day on Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio on thebestjams.com, the hottest station on the internet, period.
Thebestjams.com.
Now, I want to say something, and this is to give Kurt a little bit of props. Back right. then when we signed in, like, I guess, like summer 87 or something. Back when we signed, when you looked at all the groups that was out there, with the exceptions of Coogee Rap and Polo, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, the DJ wasn't part of a contract. And Kurt was like, we were one of the first groups where the DJ was actually a member of the group. And that was like a big deal, because that happens now. But back when we would, when we did that, like, you know, Kane was the only one signed. You know, C and all of them wasn't signed. And Slick Rick was the only one signed. Vance Wright wasn't signed, even though he was the producer and the DJ. Like, most DJs, with the exception of, like I said, Eric B and Rakim, and their names were, their names was in the group, you know.
Yeah.
De La Soul came after us, but like Eric B
and Rakim, came after,
Jazzy,
no doubt.
Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, Coogee Rap and Polo, and that was like the DJs that their name was in the group. Most DJs wasn't signed, so Kurt was like one of the first that was like actually a member of the group. And people, and I've said in interviews, like a lot of people be like, yo, that was your DJ. I was like, to call him a DJ discredits him, because a lot of DJs did not get love like that. And Kurt was actually
a lot of time actually back then is that a lot of dudes was MCing and they were nice, and then when they got signed as that MC. So usually they would get signed and then they'd have to go get a DJ. You know what I'm saying? Where we came in as a package, like, yo, we had our routines down, we had our schemes down, we had what we had to do down. We went in as a group, in the studio. We came out and did shows as a group. We did everything as a group, so we represented ourselves as a group, and our sound was established as a group.
Right.
And that is true. You know, we all had, you know, we all sat around a round table and banged out joints, whereas, you know, some of these cats
were doing
joints.
Look at EPMD who came out with us. They were just the two of them, and they went through several DJs. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I just wanted to say that because that's something that has been asked of me a lot, and I wanted to bring that up while the three of us was together. Like,
absolutely.
You know, people got to understand, though. People got to understand, though, that Kurt done had, like, measures, scratching on records. You see what I'm trying to say?
Oh, that's true. So, absolutely.
The thing is he was still too one of the first DJs to go ahead and just when we get down on like the break of a record and be like, you know, Kirk is out, drop the record while we take a short pause, and he starts scratching and stuff, and he's scratching literally for like 1 minute, 1 minute and 20 seconds and all.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we was back then, the concept that we came from, and A, you can contest to this, dude, we were a basement crew first and foremost.
Right, right, right.
We practiced every single day. We kept our routines tight. And we didn't go for, well, a song has to be this long. And so our first single came out, it was like 6 minutes and 38 seconds.
I know, and cats can't make 6 minute records now. And keep the
cats wasn't dropping 6 minute records unless they was on Enjoy or Sugar Hill back in the day.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's when the formula kicked in.
We wasn't a creation from the label. We came as a group. Like, a lot of labels package, like, they grab two, three dudes and put them together. We wasn't, like, a creation of no label. So, you know what I mean?
And we dug for beats.
Oh, for real? Even with Strong Island, I think, like, that's the second most asked question of me. How did we come about that beat? And I think, and I actually originally knew of the beat because Anthony Phipps, DJ Spontaneous, traded me one of my good times or bounce rock skate rolls because he needed it for this party and he didn't have doubles. And he gave me this record by Frida Payne and was like, yo, this is hot. And when I first, I fell into the hype, and when I listened to it, I was pissed off that I gave up my good times. And then some years later, we sitting up at your dad's house, B, while you up in school, because I think the original beat for Strong Island that Kurt had was like the Temptations Cloud 9 or something like that. It was something crazy.
It was under the boardwalk.
Under the board, yeah.
It was my girl. It was my girl.
I
remember that.
My girl, yeah.
So we sat there.
My girl. Under the boardwalk.
Yeah,
I told Bill I had two joints, and I said, yo, Bill, check out. I got two joints for this joint, but check out one of them. I like this one right here, and it was absolutely not the one that
I said, nah, hell nah.
Yeah, that came about. Matter of fact, you said we got to look for a beat. So we went to your pop's house, and we was playing records. And I asked your pops, did he have anything by Freda Payne? And what happened is Freda Payne's big record was Band of Gold. So he played that. And I'm like, nah, that ain't the record. So I'm like, yo, turn it over. It was the B-side, The Easiest Way to Fall. And when we heard it, I think me and Kurt looked at each other like, yo. And then, like, we must have called you up, like, right away and played it for you.
Well, you know, the horns, the beat was Easiest Way to Fall by Freda Payne.
But the horns was from we had
the horns
album.
Was also from Freda Payne.
The horns came from another track on her album.
Right.
Initial beat.
We're not going to say what it is, though.
You can look online. Anybody who want to know, it's well documented online. You're for real. Yo, it is all over the place. Yeah.
You're going to have to look, educate the world.
They can look it up online, though, for real. But yeah, that's how we came about that beat, because a lot of people was like, where did we get that beat?
Yeah, what you want? Hey, Chris, low up. Step up to the mic and bless him with a jewel. Represent 203 style, know what I mean? Hit him in the head. Listen to the situation, my son. No serious is cancer. All fun is done with these beats. You got them for me. Now you can tell I've been around since the JVC. I bring it back. The skull snap rap, real style, real rhythm on the real rap track. People think the streets, as far as I see, your boulevard look hard, but it's easy for me. Living out with CT, who the hell I be? Chris L-O-W-E, that's me. Cool with the riffing guys, keep a handle. If you don't, you get waxed like you a candle. Behind closed doors, I schemed on yours. Came back, haunted you with shots and draws. And then the time slid, like I did a quick beer. Go around, come around, like I'm doing right now. Buck Wilder. Check the CT, 203, that's where you catch P. Straight ballin', big up New Haven, where old shit clean. My shit so raw like cocaine, you wanna sniff me. My dick be hard to spit, so don't piss me. Or, you and your crew, sore. You get knocked off, across the guard, rugged and raw. I'm warning you all, big, fat, tall, or small. Guns and brawls to walk away like fuck you all. You call me Chris Lowe, but I'm a top filler. Part-time dealer, permanent killer. You know we get iller, shake is full of thriller. I'm like the rest of the best, I'm a killer. See, now you look like you lost in action. Trying to find a way to start, keep it active. Relaxing. You can look, but you ain't seeing from me.
Unless I gotta hustle or muscle with cheese. Some people shocking at me, they're who I am. From sleeping back, cut short as that can. You can see me chilling, ain't no skin off my back. Me and Chuck, chill out. Watch the folks spill out. Through the speaker, fill it down in your sneaker. You jump to the dub like a Reebok pump. No Wildin'. While I rock the beat one time, pay attention while I be rocking the jam. I need a scratch. Now my batteries is banging. My raps don't pick up in these raps, it's only slinging. You can fly high, hope you don't die. You know I'm the type to make a player hate a cry. Looking up to me, what you think they see? The fresh, fantastic, fly, funky MC. For more, even the score, sounds you adore. Only got one album, hope I get one more. So please, take the rhymes like these. Beats is red hot like 100 degrees. Son, dude, this ain't a fluke. So believe me when I tell you, don't pull out if you ain't gon' shoot. You look nervous, might as well join the circus. Yo, you need the discipline, trouble just hit you well. No wildin', fuck wildin'.
Hey, yo, right about now, you're checking out the Heavy Rotation Magazine radio show, The Total Urban Experience with the professional hip-hop junkie, AJ Rock, every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, right here on TheBestJams.com.
Brooklyn, how you doing? Where you going? Can I come too? If I can, I'ma be your man. Be my lady and have my baby and drive my car. And drive me crazy. So wherever you going, baby, you going? Just take me, cause I'm so taken. If you take it, I'm just saying, baby, I'm just saying.
Like a mama, you birthed me. Brooklyn, you nursed me. School me with hard knocks, better than Berkeley. They said you murked me. By the time I was 21, that just disturbed me. But you never hurt me. Hello, Brooklyn. If we had a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? Brooklyn Carter. When I left you for Virginia, it didn't offend ya. Cause you know I only stepped out to get dinner. And I'm eating so much of an extra. So much so the dinner's now turned into breakfast. I only roll Lexus to hug your road. I love your corners, I'm half your soul. Hello, Brooklyn.
How you do? Where you going? Can I come too? And if I can, I'ma be your man. Be my lady and have my baby. And drive my cars and drive me crazy. Wherever you going, baby girl, just take me. Cause I'm so taken. I'm just saying, baby, I'm just saying. Hello, Brooklyn. What's your story? She said she eating on the run, but she ain't nori. She said she got a man, but he ain't worried. But baby, I'ma have to rob him like Ori. She said she love B.I.G. and she like to rock. And when I said J.C., she said it's the rock. Now I'ma leave it like this, like that. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Have you seen her? And if she tell you something, you better believe her. She told me she liked my New Orleans demeanor. And so I said, goodbye, Katrina. And hello, Brooklyn. But baby, you are the sweetest sight eyes can see. I said, hello, Brooklyn. But baby, I hope you never say goodbye to me. I said, hello, Brooklyn. But baby, you are so damn fine to me. And I remember the time, place, the day you said hi to me. And I said,
Brooklyn,
hello,
you crazy. Look how you made me. Razor blades in my mouth, walking around behaving all demented. Black hoodies and Timberlanded, always scheming. You see the gleam on the tin pendant. Hello, Brooklyn, you bad influence. Look what you had me doing, but I ain't mad at you. Look at my attitude, it says my life's too real. Check out my ice grill, baby, I'm cold as ice. Like I'm from Brownsville, but my best in the style. But while I flatten your bush, till we smoke a cigar. What up to the boy B.I., you know I handle B.I. I don't have step on the cane, ask the dress about I. How you going so? She like it hardcore, so I grind slow. Iller than Albert Square Mall back in the 9-0. My fine one, we got some victims to catch. So in a couple years, baby, I'ma bring you some next.
Hello, Brooklyn, how you do?
Yeah.
Where you going? Can I come too? And if I can, I'ma be your man. Be my lady and have my baby. And drive my car and drive me crazy. Wherever you going, baby girl, just take me. Cause I'm so taken. If you take it, I'm just saying, baby, I'm just taking. Hello, Brooklyn, I'm blaming you out. The sweetest thing I see. Hello, Brooklyn.
Big up to my man DJ Mick Boogie, who blessed me with this joint off his brand new mixtape, Brooklyn Soul, where he blended the Jay-Z and the Marvin Gaye tune. Word up. Check that out. You can get it online. Mick Boogie, Brooklyn Soul. Word up.
Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio.
TheBestJams.com.
The perseverance of a rebel, I drop heavier levels, it's unseen or heard. A king with words, can't knock the hustle, but I seen street dreams deferred. Dark spots in my mind where the scene occurred. Some say I'm too deep, I'm in too deep to sleep. Through me, my in the air. Niggerish stay a fear. Under the FUBU is a guru. That's untapped. Wanna be in the rap race, but ain't ran one lap. Ran so far from the streets that you can't come back. You tripping with nowhere to unpack. Forgot that. When I write, I see my daughter's eyes. I'm the truth, crossed the table from corporate lies. Immortalized by the realness I bring to it. If revolution had a movie, I'd be theme music. My music can either fight, fuck a dream to it. My life is one big rhyme, I tried to scheme through it. Through my shell, never knew what the divine to bring through it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want millions. More than money saved, I wanna save children. Dealing with alcoholism and Afrocentricity. A complex man drawn off of simplicity. Reality is frisking me. This industry will make you lose intensity. The common sense in me remembers the basement. I'm Morpheus in this hip-hop matrix, exposing fake shit.
And you know.
Connected. Who am I to judge one's perspective? Though some of that shit y'all pop to it, I ain't relating. If I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. I just wanna innovate and stimulate minds. Travel the world and penetrate the times. Escape through rhythms in search of peace and wisdom. Raps and smoke signals, let the streets know I'm with them. But now I appreciate this moment in time. Ball players and actors be knowing my rhymes. It's like,
you know,
this is my man K-Dense, K-D-E-N-S-E. Yo, this is one of my favorite remixes right now. Hypnotize 6-inch remix. Check my man out on MySpace. K-Dense, K-D-E-N-S-E. He got it going on, he doing a damn thing. Good looking, dog.
Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
TheBestJams.com.
Young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Spending through school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poorer than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man.
I know it ain't easy.
You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no
way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Dear mama, don't you know I love you?
Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. Hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand.
You all appreciate it. Don't you know that I love you? Dear mama, there's no one above you.
And dear mama,
I appreciate you. Although my shadows gone, I will never leave you.
Pour some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I could pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand.
You all appreciate it.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, what's going on? It's your man, AJ Rock, the professional hip-hop junkie. You are listening to Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio, the magazine you listen to, the only place you can get the old, the new, the underground, and the commercial all in one show. Ain't nobody doing it like that, baby, but you get down here at Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio. You are listening to TheBestJams.com, the hottest station on the internet, period. For real, for real. Yo, this is the official JVC Force day. We're going to get back into some more JVC Force. I wanted to play a couple of other tracks. I also wanted to stop for a minute and give a couple of shouts, give props to a few people. Yo, big up to my man, Brother John. He's really holding me down today. You know what I'm saying? He declared today JVC Force Day. I was just going to get the group together on my show, but he wanted to show a little extra love, and he'd been really holding it down today, so I got to give him a big shout. Got to give my girl, Ty St. Louis, and What Marketing. Big shout, yo. She is holding me down on the promotions, getting people to call in for the drops. While the show is going on right now, she's still sending out mad emails, making sure people is listening. Yo, I gotta big it up. Big up to her. Big up to my wife, Regendra Woodson, who has been holding me down. You don't know, I had a whole bunch of technical difficulties in the last 48 hours, but you know what I mean? She's been going out her way, making sure that I got everything that I needed to make this day possible. Anybody else out there who's really been holding me down and I didn't call your name, I really thank you. I appreciate it. Yo, thanks to all the people that are calling me, that are instant messaging me, that are calling in to leave drops. Yo, we JVC, we just truly, I wanted to let everybody know, we truly appreciate the fans and the people out there, the DJs that have been giving us love and holding us down. And I got to be honest, yo, when we came out the studio with that joint Strong Island, yo, we knew we had something, but we never knew, for real, to keep it real, we never knew that we would be here 20 years later celebrating the anniversary of that joint. And that's because a lot of people like you out there who's tuned into this show today from all over the world. Big up to all the publications who picked up the press release in Denmark and Japan. My man Rob over at Uncut.com in the UK. My peoples in Australia. Yo, for real, it's been a lot of massive publicity about today. And I hope y'all are feeling what's going on. Big up, like I said, Brother John was holding it down earlier. Y'all heard the interview on his show as well where we was chopping it up. And I'm going to get back to some more JVC. We're going to play some joints from the albums. You're going to hear the group chop it up a little bit more. That's about it. We're going to get back into the music now. You are listening to Heavy Rotation Magazine Radio, the magazine you listen to on thebestjams.com, the hottest station on the internet, period, end of story.
Man, we got two of the illest brothers in hip-hop in between us right here. You know what I'm saying? Got my man Jay Roo. I got OC in the house. What's up, baby? How y'all feeling today, man?
We pulling. We just landing with the JVC force. You know what I mean? We was listening to brothers when we wanted record deals. You know what I'm saying? I was pumping us, having us get to where we was going. So I want to respect brothers, you know what I mean? And say we recognize, you know what I mean?
And I definitely so appreciate it. So.
No more. Modern-day hip-hop, this is what it's supposed to be. Show like this with big and niggas feeling it, and it's real music.
TheBestJams.com.
Here we go again. Take four, take four. Let's try this one more.
Wow!
Hey, chap, I hear that Strong Island tune is really a number one track out there in England.
Man, you know that jam body. Pumping load in the system, go there, you know?
Yo, man, cause like Brutus, man, we could do this. Cause AJ Rock is in the house, and B-Love is in the house, and Kirk is in the house. And we have fed the schedule in England, but there's a news break. And
wait a minute, we have a news flash, we have a news flash. Ladies and gentlemen, please keep calm. It seems there has been a somewhat fatality. The JVC force who was scheduled to appear here tonight at this time will not appear on time. Oh, no! Wait a minute, hey, you out there, shut up. Please, this is the situation here. It seems that they have crash-landed in some sort of bushland outside of Great Britain. They have been... There have been some fatalities. Wait a minute, I'm hearing noises. Wait, can you give me some volume there? Hey, you, black man, can you give me some volume there? Thank you. Hey, excuse me. So, like I was saying, the new flash. It seems that people have been hurt. It hasn't been everybody on... Wait. I'm reading this wrong here. It seems that everybody on the plane has been hurt. Wait. Kurt Gazell has lost something or two. Wait, and AJ Woodson, he's lost some of his private parts. Wait, hey, you again. I'm telling you one more time. If you don't shut up. Excuse me, security. Can you take this lady out, please? She's getting on my bloody nerves. Take her. Shoot us, the bloody idiot. Again, we will come back with any other further information. Come back in, Billy, please.
Yes, well, we are reporting live from WSCX FM.
sex your radio station that you listen to.
I like this. I like to send an extra special what's up to that big, big monstrous bottle of fuzzy navel. Word them up, cause it was with me all the time. Give me reggae for a shot now, baby, for a shot. Yes, lad. Me say me tell you a little story about a one gay man. Me say they have more bubble than Dolly Parton. Me say, Lord, look at where we get these big bubbles from. Me say me go to the doctor and he give me a brace on. See you last night, saw you standing there.
Home song.
Couldn't see Curtis with his funky fresh hair, sporting his old gumby. Was he really there?
Check this out. AJ got a big old butt.
Oh yeah.
Curtis got a big old butt. These chicks think that we got to have a job. Yo,
yo, we making it dollars on the B-boy. Yo,
what have you done for me lately?
Well, darling, I'm about to tell you what's hot.
Yes,
and what's
not.
Having sex and not catching AIDS is hot.
Hot.
Using a condom is not.
Yes.
AJ Rock,
yes.
Rock the bells.
Yes.
Listen to that symphony of bells. Yes.
Ooh.
Symphony. Make it last forever.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let our love end.
Ow.
No.
Yes, we have the JVC force in the house.
You love me. It has to say that it loves to give us the rendered services it has for the many years it has. It has been very dedicated. Thank you, Lizzie Fuzzy Navel. Yes, thank you.
Yes, and we would like to say a special what's up to Ray Wilson and the Jam City Management. And what about Chill Bill and the
Two-A-Dive Posse? We have another news break. It seems that in the office something has developed. Take it away, Bill.
Well, we'd like to now return you to their special show, All My Illegitimate Children.
Billy, come home, Billy, now, Billy.
Oh, I can't now, baby. I can't. Billy ain't got no real daddy. Billy ain't got a real daddy.
But I got ice cream.
But yes, you have to deal with it. I'm dreaming of a dough gummy, a fresh one tilted to the side. Yes, I'm chilling with a part on, yes, Lord, the other side. Oh, let's chill.
Yo, we gotta get ready to get out of here, right? Is the beat over or what? Can we have that beat back in one more time?
Let's go.
TheBestJam.com.
Now that your attention is found, check out my system. The last pump to try to distract my posse system. Violence ain't the order unless given by the leader figure. Call me a brown man, this trendy boy is growing bigger. Much more expanded, living larger than the U.S. Army. D-I-S-T-I-N-G-U-I-S-H-A-B-L-E Not conceited, but convinced. There's not a thing you can tell. You got the hot boys lady saying,
oh, beloved, will you call me?
I say no, cause I'm not stupid. All they want is my money. Life is funny and his people look so bad it ain't funny.
True indeed, you got a damn good fact. Whether you're white or if you're black, your mind is crazy abstract. To the point your head is swimming in the twilight, where you're acting very silly, not the least bit right. But JVC Force came tonight to kill the ailment. Rhyme container style is our only intent. As a rapper, I was sent to uphold a certain measure. Rap happens to be one because it brings people pleasure. Stop illing and killing and be more than willing to be part of a thing that. had is quite fulfilling.
Stop and listen. Think of what you got and then think of what you need. Give me the mic and I'll take lead. And watch the camera snap while girls flick me on Minota while I dance around the stage like I was John Travolta.
Mono contemporary modern music. There's a style of my mind I express and often use it.
Skill I build for my fans so I endure. More storm, deploy and explore and call the Lord. JVC consists of three but harmonizes like four. B loves fat, not poor. I open new doors. Drink Heineken's, not mice to browse or cause. I stay away from women who spot facial sores. Cause AIDS and gonorrhea ain't the style I adore. I wear your car, not boots. For five silks, not leisure suits. And never wear pants made of parachutes. I'm a well-known poet like Poe or maybe Hughes. I drop views about news, so take clues as I abuse. Cruise in a battle, sucker, you're in the shoes. Cause I present stupid drama like I'm Hill Street Blues.
I'm a casual kind of guy, open your eyes. Catch a surprise, cause talent has arrived. To get where I am, I thrive and thrive and thrive and thrive. And work hard so I survive. Smarts I store like the author of a bestseller. If rap was ice cream, my mic would be vanilla. A-Y-E, down with the J-A-Y-V-C. 1,000,000 pounds of pressure couldn't S-T-O-P me. I sit back and let my lyrics take charge. And sing a little song like I was down with the barge. Rap with jingles,
drop hype singles.
Go to a show with intent to rap and mingle.
Keep crowds pumping,
girlies stay jumping. After girlies finish jumping in the hotel,
yo, hey, chill.
I raise the sucker MCs like a chalk on a blackboard. Cause you just been struck by the JVC sword.
Stop and listen. Strong Island gotta stop and listen. Central Islip gotta stop and listen. And Yesterville gotta stop and listen. Wyandanch and Dance gotta stop and listen. Hempstead, you gotta stop and listen. Uniondale, you gotta stop and listen. Freeport and Roosevelt, you gotta stop and listen. Brooklyn, New York, you gotta stop and listen. Mount Vernon, you gotta stop and listen. Staten Island, gotta stop and listen. Queens and Manhattan, gotta stop and listen. And yes, the Bronx, gotta stop and listen. TTO, you gotta stop and listen. The engineer Wayne, you gotta stop and listen. Tony D, you gotta stop and listen. Yes, my man Oswald, you gotta stop and listen. New York, New York, you gotta stop and listen. England, you gotta stop and listen. Germany, you gotta stop and listen. All over the world, the party people gotta listen.
Like I said,